and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rad Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0. Oh.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come out and say a few words a couple times a month about some of the items going on in Randolph County government and around the county that you don't normally hear about otherwise, or when it comes through, it helps to give a little explanation of some of the things that are going on and our take on those things. So I always enjoy the opportunity to come on and say a few words.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and see what's going on in the county.
Okay.
All right, for The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will be right back. 9:33, you're listening to The People Speak here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. I'm Jeff, talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And Commissioner, we had a board meeting just recently.
Yes, we had a board meeting Friday of last week, and we had a fairly heavy agenda. Sometimes there's not a tremendous amount, but this time there was quite a bit more to talk about. And I want to bring up a couple of those items. One of the items on the agenda was we had a couple of referendums that we are going to put on the ballot that we passed the referendums to put them on the ballot in the June 28th primary that's coming up, and they concern the care center. And if you've been listening over the past year or so, every now and then I'll talk a little bit about the care center. And as the process went on, we received some ARPA. That was the American Recovery Act of March last year, basically a year ago this time, which presented Randolph County with a fair amount of funds that could be spent. Some of it could be spent on health care. And one of the things we identified or were considered doing was improvements to the care center. And we looked at that as a possibility, and we've also looked at adding other possible services to the care center. Right now, we are licensed for 100 beds. We're going to move that to 50 because you simply don't have that much population in the area anymore to take advantage of that larger facility. And we thought to ourselves, what can we do to improve and provide other services and extend the life of the facility and do more with it? Which, of course, involves some substantial renovations, which, of course, it's in need of. Mm-hmm. And one of them would be having bathrooms pretty much for every resident. A room there is some of the things on the list. And this is going to be a fairly costly process, and it's going to take some time to get it accomplished. So, but in the process of doing these things and receive the necessary funding that it takes, we need to look at how we structure the operation of the care center. Up to this point, it was originally put on the ballot and passed roughly 70 years ago. Believe it or not, it's been that long. It was 1949 when a ballot initiative was passed in Randolph County to build the care center. And because that ballot initiative was passed, we need a ballot initiative if we're going to make these changes in order to accomplish these things. So in order to be able to use the ARPA funds and to take advantage of the new funding and the way nursing homes and care centers are operated, as well as to take a look at other potential services such as extended care facilities for mental conditions and those types of items, which are all very important, we need to look at how we structure and operate the care center from being wholly owned. It can't be a Randolph County government. Let me say it this way. Randolph County government simply doesn't qualify as a government to receive the funding that it takes in order to do these things. So we're going to have to restructure it. We're not exactly sure of the restructuring, whether we'd restructure it to a 501c3 as a possibility, or a special purpose governmental entity. And we're looking at both those possibilities. But in order to do this, we need to be able to accomplish that. Well, in order to restructure this into a 501c or a C3 or a special purpose governmental entity, we have to have voter approval in order to accomplish that. So this comes down to two distinct ballot initiatives. And when you read the ballot initiatives, as oftentimes is the case with legal descriptions, it doesn't look much like what you're trying to do.
Right.
But basically, it's, you know, the first one, and I'll read it to you here, that we're going to have is, shall the Randolph County Board of Commissioners be authorized to sell or dispose of the Randolph County Care Center? Well, we're not intending to sell it or dispose of it, but we have to have authority to sell it in order to, because moving it to a special purpose entity, as I described, in order to operate it, is quote unquote by law a disposition or a sale. Okay, yeah. So we have to put that on the ballot. In order to accomplish this, we need a yes vote on that in order to move it over into the special purpose governmental entity that it needs to exist in order to operate it under the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second initiative that we put on the ballot, which talks a little more about it, and I'll read it, is, shall the Randolph County Board of Commissioners continue to explore, I got to read to the side of the microphone, sorry, shall continue to explore the transfer of the Randolph County Care Center to a governmental entity, healthcare provider, and or 501c3 not-for-profit for the operation of a treatment and mental health facility, which will require the use of ARPA funds to pay for renovations and then eventual operations of the Randolph County Care Center. And here you see the ARPA funds coming in. That's the American Rescue Plan that was passed a year ago. So we have the funding available to be able to do that from the federal government, but we need voter approval on these. And if we get a yes and a yes, and we'll move forward. If we don't, then that pretty well ends the possibility of making any further improvements on the care center. And of course, if you can't make further improvements on it, then it begins to shorten the life of it substantially.
Right.
So these, in order to bring it up and to operate it into the new systems now that are out there and how they need to operate and how they're funded through the governmental systems for to operate a care center and other treatment facilities, basically we have to make these moves in order to accomplish it.
Yeah.
So these initiatives are going to be on the ballot on the June 28th primary. By the rules, obviously I can't campaign for it, so I'm just explaining it.
Right.
But a yes vote on both would give us the opportunity to be able to accomplish these repairs and extend the use and life of the facility.
Right.
It is my understanding that the employees and the unions that support it are all in favor of these items, and this is what we'll be looking for as we move into it. It involves nothing to do with changing taxes. We're not asking for taxes on it at all. In fact, in order to accomplish it, would basically prevent taxes from ever being used for the operation of it in general. It's basically, we operate it on a fee-for-service basis. In other words, people are private pay, or they're receiving funding through their health care insurance or those types of things. So that's what we're looking to accomplish.
Yeah, the one one referendum there that you were read, the first one, that might, depending on the person, that might take a little bit of explanation to them. It's because, it almost sounds like, I can hear someone's response of, well, why do I want to give them the authority just to go out and sell it to someone or just tear it down?
Well, no, that's what it appears or it sounds like when you look at it, but that's not the intent at all.
Right.
We have to have the intent. We have to be able, the intent is to transfer it into this special purpose entity in order to continue to operate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And in order to not only operate it, but to make the necessary improvements on it so we can operate it. Obviously, you can't continue on without doing something. over a period of time, and this is what's required. But when you see it in the language, it has to be put in the language that was used in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
So as it was voted on, do you want Randolph County to build one? Now you have to vote on it in this particular way as well. But no, the intent is not to sell it. The intent is to transfer it into an entity so we can continue to operate it. We simply can't continue on like we're going now for any extended period of time, maybe, you know, a few more years, but without making these improvements and changes on it, we cannot continue on for an extended period of time.
Right.
Just simply, the facility is just simply too old. And there's no tax increases involved in this, in this process as well. And that's what I wanted to emphasize on it also. We're not asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this will actually protect it from tax money ever being used for it once you get to that point.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got another commercial break.
Okay.
Throw that in. We'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We got about 10 minutes left in the program this morning, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we're talking about the CARES Center, a couple of referendums that will be on the ballot coming up in June. It's kind of hard to say that.
Yeah, it's an unusual time for a primary. Normally the primary is in March, but this particular year and this year only, it's going to be June 28th. So that'll be the time when they're the next time when they're on the ballot, and that'll be the time period that I just discussed. Moving on to a couple of other things from the board meeting last Friday. The energy group that is looking at putting the solar panels north of Sparta. This would be north of Sparta, south of Tilden, basically just east of Route 4 there, about the area where we turn off for the World Shooting Complex there on County Road 18. It would be basically to the other side of the highway, to the east side of the highway. They were down there to present some of their proposals. It was nothing really at this point in time that the board needs to approve. They were basically just introducing themselves publicly and presenting some of the things that they're looking at doing. They said probably within the next 3 to 4 months, they will actually complete the engineering and present their proposals to the land use management in order to be permitted. And at that point in time, public hearings will take place, and then it'll become an actionable item that we'll deal with. But they were talking about 150 megawatt solar facility, which is fairly large, on 1,200 acres, which is approximately 2 square miles in that area that I just described. And it's pretty much contiguous, meaning all in one section. It's not broken up into normal sections. And feeding the energy to the what they call the pressed substation, but that's that new substation they built just south of Route 13 there, near where the old one was between Tilden and Coterville. But that would basically be to the east there, where they would then feed their energy to, that they would create and sell on the open market. And they were talking about the process of accomplishing that, and they needed to complete their sales and marketing agreements, you know, for those companies that would then buy that energy that they would produce and distribute it out on the wires to, you know, whomever the customers were at that point in time. So they're finishing up their plans, but they say it's looking very probable, and they hope to be going to permitting in the next 2-3 months. So we'll see how that develops and how it moves forward, but that's a proposal that they're working on at this time. And I noticed on my calendar there's a meeting scheduled with them concerning the enterprise zone that I occasionally talk about. So I'll probably learn a little more on March 24th when that meeting comes up here in about 3 or 4 days. So there'll be a little bit more discussion on it. So that was one of it. Another item that was discussed at the board meeting and was on the agenda that we had is, of course, cybersecurity, protecting ourselves from hackers and those individuals who would attempt to destroy our information. Everything these days is kept on computers. It's just the way of the world at this point in time. But cybersecurity has become a very important aspect. It's now required by the county's insurance providers. And we have been working with CTS Technologies in order to provide a new email service and the necessary cybersecurity for the courthouse. And we've had numerous discussions and meetings with them over the last several months, and they presented their proposal for acceptance, and which we did accept their proposal on Friday. But it'll be a number of different things they will be doing in order to secure the email. They'll be moving to a cloud-based system. The Randolph County website and email addresses will change from randolphco.org. It's going to go to randolphcountyil.gov. We're going to go to this .gov system, which Illinois is requiring us to accomplish and which our insurance carriers want to do. And so that will become the new domain name, randolphcountyil.gov. And email addresses will be associated with this. For example, Dave Holder at, you know, randolphcountyil.gov will become my new email address when that's set up, etc. And those will be based through a Microsoft 365 operation, which is the most secure you can do at this point in time, away from the server environment within the courthouse. So it prevents, you know, anyone from who sending an email from hacking in, as you would say, in order to get into the Randolph County servers and data storage. Now, most of Randolph County's information is public domain. It's not that it's anything that's secret. You know, land records and taxing rolls and all those things. And those are all things that can be looked at by anyone who cares to look at those. But the point being is we want to protect them so they're not damaged or destroyed. And that becomes the most important part, is protecting them so they're not altered, damaged, destroyed, held for ransom, or any of those other, any of those other type of things that can happen. And that becomes a very important aspect of taking care of Randolph County's information. Security risks associated with cybersecurity is very, very large part of insurance policies at this point in time, where 5 years ago it wasn't much more than afterthought. With the hackers and people out there doing damage, and many of them not even from the United States, those types of things occur on a regular basis. And anyone is a target, particularly a governmental entity becomes a target. So these items are required in order to accomplish that, as well as maintain voter security and safety and all the other aspects. So that was another presentation, issue that we were able to accept and move forward on. And over the next few months, the security will be taking place, and probably by midsummer, all of this should be installed, and I'm looking forward to see it in place and kind of just take away some of that worry and problems that we have associated with it.
So mainly the main concern or main change for the general public would be just the new domain name.
From the general public's perspective, it'll just be the new domain name and the new email addresses that will have to be gotten out there. But that's all that really takes place from the public's perception. But behind the scenes, it greatly changes things to make it near impossible for those people who would seek to do damage from being able to get in. Just the use of that .gov security system in and of itself is substantial, because that's how many of these individuals who do this hacking, they mimic your website names, they mimic your email addresses with something very similar, and that's how they gain access, by people not noticing what has happened until they're already in there. So it becomes quite a process. I sat through a number of meetings concerning cybersecurity, and you learn quite a bit about it, and it is a very important aspect of doing it. So we were happy to have that. Most other things were pretty straightforward. We did approve our regular bills and minutes and those types of things as we normally do, and set our next meeting date will be April 1st, basically 2 weeks from last Friday. So we're on track for that. And as I mentioned earlier, just to recap, one of the larger items, we will have two initiatives on the ballot on June 28th concerning the care center. Our future operations of it, and how we need to restructure it into a special purpose governmental entity or a 501c3, so we can take advantage of the funding opportunities that are there that simply are not provided to a governmental entity such as Randolph County. Many of the different aspects that are available to operate these facilities just are not available if you operate them as a county government, as opposed to a 501c3 or a special purpose governmental entity in funding aspects. So we really have to take a look at that in order to continue future operation of this facility. But the ballot initiatives will, they seem somewhat deceptive when you read them, because they have to be worded as they were in 1949 when they originally placed. And it seems like we're talking about selling it. We're not talking about selling it. We're talking about restructuring it into a special purpose entity, which then can operate under the new rules.
So, yeah, that's why I'd mentioned that earlier, because I was thinking from someone who's, you know, maybe not even paying attention, really. They just hear, you know, sell or, you know, dispose of, you know, and it's kind of like...
No, it's not, the intent is not to sell. The intent is to reorganize it, but you have to have voter approval in order to accomplish it. And the voter approval has to be gained in the same fashion it was offered before.
Right. So, all right. Well, sounds like we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow.